This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. I get to do the producing this week also. Rob Sender's got the week off. We'll see if we can get Matt Cotrillo or Mr. Chad Hershberger or Ali Stevens to work at our producer's desk the rest of the week, but I get to do the producing this morning. On the news line with us now to talk to is Tammy Semko. Now, you certainly have heard of her. She's been pushing and making sure that the Susquehanna Valley CASA Voices for Children, and that's CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates, a Voices for Children organization, is brought up and talked about and thrives around here and constantly getting the word out about the needs that they have and the opportunities and the good that they do. So Tammy's on the line, Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley CASA. Good morning, Tammy. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning.
I always feel like when we talk to you or, well, talk to some of your staff the first time you've been on Sunrise, but or talk to some of the other folks at the organization, we kind of have to keep drilling away at what the organization is. CASA, and we've talked about it for years, a very nuanced group. So once again, explain what Susquehanna Valley CASA is and does and how kids are aided by your work.
Yes, as you said, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. And what we do, Mark, is we have volunteers, and our volunteers are appointed by the judge, and a CASA volunteer brings firsthand information. They work with the children, and they provide advocacy for abused and neglected children, and we work in Snyder, Union, Northumberland, and Lycoming counties. And the CASA volunteers are community members just like you and I, and they are provided extensive training. Initially, they are provided 30 hours of training, and then after that, we require them to have 12 hours of ongoing training. And as I said, they're appointed by the judge to be the voice and the advocate for the abused and neglected children in the courtroom. After that, what they do is they'll get to know the child, and they investigate the facts and identify resources and services for the child so that then they can bring a court report, a well-informed court report to the judge so that they can make some real well-informed recommendations.
Well, and the individual that is the advocate becomes acquainted with the situation in the family and the household setting and the court aspects of this child's life. But it's not a big brother, big sister type situation. Not going to probably spend a lot of time together outside of some of the official oriented proceedings or opportunities or meetings. Kind of explain that if you don't mind.
Absolutely. They'll monitor progress in regards to all areas. So they'll facilitate relationships between all parties. Like I said, they'll identify resources and services, investigate facts. So they'll go everywhere with them. So whether they'll go into the schools, they'll go to doctor's appointments. What we say is, like children and youth have so many cases. They do an amazing job, but they do have a lot of cases. And also, like guardian ad litems, they work with everybody in the group. The CASA volunteer is solely for the child. So the volunteer will actually be with the child from the minute they come into, the minute they're adjudicated, and they'll follow that child. So what we say is the child, instead of playing with neighbors and making happy family memories, they're attending court hearings, adjusting to new foster homes, and transitioning to new schools. So this is a heavy burden for the child. So the volunteers will follow that child. So they'll follow them if they go to new foster homes. They'll follow them if they go to new schools. So this is so nice that the volunteer will actually be able to go with them wherever they go.
This is a volunteer. So our region tends to have pretty good generosity when it helps things to raise funds for valid nonprofit organizations like yourself and volunteering time. Let's do the funds first. Explain some of the opportunities for folks to help Susquehanna Valley CASA coming up.
Well, coming up, we have the Slay Dash for Heroes. Now, that is December 4th starts at noon. It's virtual this year because of course, the pandemic. So December 4th at noon until December 7th at noon. So that's something that everyone can participate in. And we have the Constellation of Hope. Actually, that's first. That starts November 12th. So that's coming up this Thursday. Again, that is virtual as well. We used to have that at the Watson Inn, but that is something that you can just join by going on our website at www.susquehannavalley.com. So that, again, is the Constellation of Hope, and that is November 12th. That begins at 6 p.m., and that is this Thursday. And then, again, as I said, the Slay Dash for Heroes is December 4th, beginning at noon until December 7th. So that you have several days that you can go on and do that. And then we also have Chipotle is doing a fundraiser for us. And that is if you order from Chipotle, and of course you can just do an online order. They're not open. So you do an online order and then you can pick it up. And then they will donate 33% of their proceeds to Susquehanna Valley CASA. Now, that is only their Lewisburg site. So Chipotle in Lewisburg, you can actually go and order, but you need to mention that that CASA, that you're supporting CASA.
All right, so we want folks to keep those in mind. Now, you mentioned the Slay Dash. That's Slay as in something you would ride, and a dash moving fast. It's the Slay Dash for Heroes virtual 5K that's coming up. It's the $25 registration. You can go to SusquehannaValleyCASA.com to support that. You're going to be having the Chipotle night coming up and the Constellation of Hope. Explain precisely what's happening from 6 to 7 p.m. this week.
The Constellation of Hope, again, it's virtual, so it's online. And what we're doing this year is it's basically going to be a video that you can go on and that you can join us in watching. It will be available after on our site after the 12th. So if you're not able to join us the 12th, you can actually go on to our site on, again, www.susquehannavalleycasa.com.
All right, we want to talk
about... And you will be able to watch that as well.
All right, perfect. We want to be able to talk... We want to talk about also, if folks are interested in becoming a CASA volunteer, what is the process of doing that?
We are always looking for CASA volunteers. Currently, we have some CASA volunteers that are needed in all counties. So we currently are serving 50 children, and we have 28 active volunteers, but we also have 23 children that are on the waiting list, and we always are looking for CASA volunteers to serve them. So please, if you have time in your schedule, we are always looking for someone to help us out, always looking to help out abused and neglected children in all areas. If you have some time, please reach out. You can go right onto our site, again, SusquehannaValleyCASA.com, and you can fill out an application. Or you can contact me, 570-317-1247, or you can call our office, 570-988-2200.
Please explain how right this is and how helpful this is to the right young person.
It is so helpful. Again, a lot of these children don't have people to stand up and advocate for them. They don't have someone that is by their side all the time. These abused and neglected children go, again, from foster home to foster home, and they need someone to help them out. We need a child. The CASA volunteer remains with the child throughout the time that they are adjudicated or in the foster care system. But a lot of our volunteers remain with the child after they find a permanent and stable home. We say that research shows that it only takes one caring adult to alter the course of a child's life, but for abused and neglected children, they say that this person is most of the time their CASA volunteer, which is just wonderful. We always say that this is something that is very significant for one of the CASA volunteers. So a child that is appointed a CASA volunteer is more likely to succeed in school and is more likely to find a safe and permanent home and half as likely to re-enter the foster care system. So we're pretty proud of that.
Well, yeah, that's a great pitch right there. If somebody thinks they might be able to donate the hours and the time for the training and the time spent with the young person and in court and monitoring this, please do consider that. Thank you so much, Tammy. Thanks for checking in today. Good luck with your fundraisers. I want to talk to you again within the next month so that we can really dig a little bit more deeply into some of these stories and hear more about the unique role that CASA is playing around here. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that is Tammy Semko, Executive Director of Susquehanna Valley CASA, Voices for Children, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. You can get all the rest of the details at SusquehannaValleyCASA.com.